What up, y'all? Welcome to the Bald Brothers. I'm Kev on stage.
Tony Baker.
It's a podcast where we like to wax poetic on anything, TV, movies, films, theme songs, draws, if we feel like it. Top 10 women's underwear.
Yeah.
Thong, right. Boy short, none. I actually don't know 10, but.
I was talking to somebody yesterday about fishnet stockings. I've never been a fan.
Really?
Yeah.
The media makes you feel like, oh, fishnet. Little piece of leg, little window.
Especially if it's a fishnet with big holes.
You're out?
I'm out, man. Because she was like, what's your origin story on fishnet stockings? I was like, I don't know. It just felt real prostitute-y to me.
That's how they used to wear them.
I just pictured him, hey, big boy. on the corner doing
big
this.
Big legs and heels.
Man, I was just like,
give
watch
me a ride
out,
home,
man.
John.
Yeah, I'm a simple guy.
All right, we kicking it off with top 10 animated films.
2D. Yeah, 2D.
Okay, pen to paper.
Very, very
old
important.
Old school, no computer animation.
Yeah.
Tone, kick it off.
The Iron Giant.
Number one.
Is my favorite cartoon movie.
Really?
Yes.
What is it about the Iron Giant?
I don't know what it is, man. The story... I love the animation. It's like a retro animation style. The feel of the film is like, is it retro? Is it back in the day? It's like, you don't really know, but you know. And the story of the little kid and the robot friend. And then when they do have to take it to the action, it's just a beautiful movie. Mm. And I just like the relationship between him and that robot. And that was like a movie that I wasn't even thinking about. Snuck it to the movies on it. It was the same day. Mm-hmm. I can tell you the same day. It was like, we paid for Mystery Men. You remember that movie with Ben Stiller? They were like superheroes with whack powers.
Nope.
Paid for Mystery Men. Snuck into the Iron Giant. It was already on, but we just snuck in there and watched the rest of it. And I was like, man, this is great. And then we snuck into The Sixth Sense right after that.
Well, you had a great day.
Yeah. And this is The Sixth Sense opening weekend, so there was no... hype or pre.
Oh, so you had no.
We just went in fresh. Like, oh, this is the movie where the kid can see ghosts. And then that was.
Dang.
Man.
That was a good movie.
That was a great night, man.
I love that.
Yeah. So the Iron Giant is probably my favorite too.
Okay. Okay. I'm going to go The Lion King.
Okay.
It's my second favorite Disney movie, but probably the greatest 2D animation.
I mean, it's hard to argue against The Lion King.
Great music.
Mm-hmm.
Jason Weaver, OG.
Yep.
Whoopi Goldberg, yes. Pete Hyena, mm-hmm. Jeremy Irons.
Yep.
James Earl Jones.
James Earl goddamn Jones. Man. Killed it as Mufasa. Killed
Simba,
it.
Everything that you
Simba.
I mean, just,
he was perfect as Mufasa.
Zazu was good. Just
Robert Guillaume, who was Simba? Matthew Broderick.
Grown Simba.
Yeah, man.
Robert Guillaume in it?
Yeah, he was the monk, Rafiki.
That is him. That's the HNIC from Lean On Me.
Yeah.
Let's go get something neat.
Yeah. Now let's go get something neat. I love that scene.
Okay. You up, Tone.
Okay. Well, let's take it to Transformers the movie.
Man.
1985.
Optimus Prime's death. Oh, he was like dark. He was dark blue with his chest blown out. Everybody had a visceral reaction to
You don't understand. Just imagine this. You know what I'm saying? You watching your favorite show for years, season after season. You go see the movie and they kill off your favorite characters.
Just imagine that.
Lord. Imagine that. You go see your favorite characters. They kill off Optimus Prime, Ironhide, Prowl, Brawn, Ratchet. Just getting murdered up. In the opening action scenes. That's like if you go see Martin, the movie. Martin gets clapped. Cole, Tommy, and Pam all get clapped. And then they bring in some new characters. You're going to be like, man, what the hell is this?
Yeah. That's a good point.
Yeah.
And that one visual, that still image of Optimus Prime on that table. That's all you got. Cut the show.
And then the villains just get remixed. Megatron never died. He just got remixed into Galvatron. Everybody that was raggedy got a makeover. I'm like, how you gonna kill the good guys off dead? You saw the lights go out of their eyes, smoke come out their mouth. Ironhide got shot at point blank range. He was like, no. He was like, such a rude nonsense. Blah.
They was getting worked over.
We would, as kids, we was just like, imagine this. It was like how little kids felt when they was watching the Marvel joints and everybody turned to ash. How y'all felt when Peter Parker turned into cigarette smoke?
My son, that's my biggest memory about that movie. Isaiah was younger then. Man. And when Spider-Man turned to ash, he was sitting in front of me. We usually sit, me and Melissa here and the boys right in there. When I tell you Isaiah turned around and looked at me, he was like, Father. Like, what you gonna do? Dead. I said, hey, man, I'm in here with you.
Dead.
When Spider-Man died, he was like, I mean, eyes glossy. Yeah. He was like, come on, what's going on?
At least that was a soft fadeaway.
Yeah.
These Transformers was getting blasted.
they was taking didn't say his birth in heat.
Man, they was taking the hits. I was like, man, come on. Megatron shot Optimus Prime repeatedly with a pistol. He wasn't even using his regular hand cannon. Hot Rod tried to save him, messed it up. He was like, fall, just blasting Optimus. Optimus took it, got one last double punch, and died on the table and turned black.
Oh, we was heartbroken.
Bro, dog.
All right. I'm going to go with The Little Mermaid.
Up this early, this high?
Yeah.
The Little Mermaid is fire, though.
I mean, I used to go between Little Mermaid and Boys in the Hood back-to-back.
That's quite the contrast.
Aunt Sadie just let me have free reign of the VHS.
That contrast is crazy.
I was just like, Boys in the Hood.
Ricky getting shot and then, part of that world.
The Thingamajiggers and the Whatchamacallits.
Yeah.
Oh, Sebastian.
The songs was fire, man.
Love it.
Yeah.
Great.
Animation was great.
Kiss the Girl. Ursula.
Ursula was a great villain.
Fantastic villain. Yeah. Low-key black-coated.
Mm-hmm.
She had that little auntie.
She did.
Auntie-like haircut.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, for sure.
Good times.
Yeah.
Good times.
Little Mermaid, fire.
And we ain't going to do only Disney movies, so watch out.
I'm non-Disney. So all right, far.
I mean, you already came with Iron Giant.
I came with two non-Disneys up in there.
I'm
going to keep it non-Disney again on y'all. Prince of Egypt. That shit was fire. No, that's not Disney. That's DreamWorks.
Show is.
Prince of Egypt is fire.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed that.
That
story was amazing.
Fantastic.
The way they did it, like, you felt compelled. Like, Moses had to do what he had to do. God told him.
The stakes was high, man.
Because you cared about their brotherhood. And so it was like, damn. And Ramses just refused to let the people go.
Man, and Moses was with the curly hair.
Yeah, his wife was fine, by the way. Moses' wife in Prince of Egypt was fine,
She was.
I was like, man.
I was rocking with her.
Moses came up,
man. Good music,
man.
Too.
Yeah, the music was on point.
Great music.
Yeah.
Deliver Us. Mary had a song on the Prince of Egypt soundtrack. No, I think Shackles was supposed to be on Prince of Egypt soundtrack.
Really?
Then it came out so good, they were like.
No, Jason Weaver, he was on The Lion King. Yeah.
Come on, Mel Gibson. Mel Brooks. Josh was like, Mel Brooks was in The Passion of the Christ.
Yo, Josh. Sometimes I'm back here, but not this time.
I'm going to switch up. And I'm going to go Big Fievel.
Oh, Fievel Goes West or American Tale?
Ooh, shoot.
I'm going to be honest with y'all. I've never seen either one.
You never seen Fievel? I think I'm going to go Fievel Goes West.
Okay.
Why you didn't see these?
I don't know why I never called American Tale.
I love Fievel.
And the animation, that blues animation style was fire to me.
Yeah. I love Fievel.
Yeah.
I'm a big Fievel guy.
Yeah. Fievel Goes West.
Fievel Goes West.
Tale.
American Tale.
So you going Fievel Goes West?
I'm gonna go Fievel Goes West.
Okay.
I think I just spent more time with that one.
Yeah.
I was queuing it up.
Yeah.
I was big. You used to have to push the tape all the way in.
You had to push it all the way in.
Then it goes.
It depends on what kind. If you had the top loader, you had to push it all the way in and then press it down.
Yeah.
Or if you got the one, you just slide it in and then you had to make sure you had a head cleaner.
For sure. I remember my my cousin had the TV VCR combo, and I was like, this, you can move the TV into your room.
Yeah.
He had the little TV. Mm-hmm. It was a good time. All right, you up, Tone?
All right, I'm going to go with, I'm going to finally bring Disney in, and I'm going 101 Dalmatians.
Really?
I really like that cartoon movie, man. I saw it a lot. I don't know why I kept watching it. It was a period in time. I just had it on repeat.
Yeah.
And so I've seen it a lot. And great villain, once again. Disney villains are just.
Cruella.
Disney knows how to give you a goddamn villain.
For sure.
They're going to give you top-tier villains.
1,000%.
Cruella De Vil was just a great villain. I like the songs in it. The storyline was crazy. 101. I like the other crew that they had, that little shaggy dog and that cat that was thinking they was in the military. 101 Dalmatians. And he was hating on Cruella. He wrote a whole song about it. That was a diss track. He was like, Cruella, Cruella. He was bombing on her lyrically.
I remember when I realized it was Devil, I was like,
yeah.
Okay, I see what y'all going got he, going.
He called her an inhuman beast.
You didn't know?
She ought to
Cruella
be locked
DeVille.
In. Oh, I didn't even get that to this very moment.
Yeah, it's Devil.
DeVille?
Yeah.
I never got that to this exact moment.
What?
I never put two and two together. Cruella Devil.
Oh,
Cruella DeVille.
What?
Cruella DeVille.
Come on,
dang,
y'all.
I ain't even pieced that together. Wow.
All right, I'm going to switch it up on y'all completely. I don't even know if you saw this, but if you haven't, you need to watch it tonight.
Okay.
Grave of the Fireflies.
I never even heard of this.
Oh, Tone. Tony.
Is this anime?
Anime.
Okay.
Tone.
Is it action?
It's.
I'm out.
Not action. It's a drama. It's about some kids. It's like a family trying
Grave of the
to survive World War II.
Ooh.
Tone.
Anything involving World War II, I'm in.
Tony, please. If you never listened to me before, watch Grave of the Fireflies.
Ooh.
This person recommended to me.
This is 1988.
On my Instagram. It's Studio, I believe it's pronounced Ghibli. Correct me if I'm wrong, y'all.
It's a war drama. It's only an hour and 29
Tone,
minutes.
Watch it tonight. This week, if you busy today.
Animated war film, you know what I'm saying?
It's you, Tone. Trust me. This dude recommended me for like a year. And I was like, fine. I couldn't sleep one night. And I turned it on. It was amazing.
Okay.
You will like it.
Don't promise me a good time.
You will like it. All right, you up.
Okay, I'm gonna go anime too. Ninja Scroll.
Oh, I don't know this one.
Ninja Scroll is my favorite anime.
Ninja Scroll?
Like a scroll, yeah.
Okay.
Ninja Scroll is my favorite anime. I just really like that movie a lot.
What they talking?
So it's about this ninja named Jubei. And there's this, I forget how he becomes involved within the story. Oh, I think a woman comes to him for aid against this tyrant. And, you know, one thing I like about anime, they always make the villain super hard to kill.
Yeah. You're going to struggle to
like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know the hero's going to win, but the hero's going to get
messed up. Yeah, they
got to
go through hell.
And he got a whole crew of, like, different ninjas. He calls them the devils or the demons or whatever. And each one has like their own thing, their own power, ability. And you see Jubei go through all these cats one at a time. But like all his wins are like, he had to struggle for them wins.
Yeah.
And then the girl is like perpetually poisoned. Like anybody that comes into any type of intimate contact with her dies immediately.
Okay.
So she can't. She's like rogue, except she's gonna kill you.
I was just about to say.
Yeah,
but she don't even have to touch you.
If you kiss her, you gonna die.
So is it kind of like Charlize Theron and Hancock? With her and Will get close together, they get sick, or
it's like they'll just die off.
Oh,
like,
dang,
you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Yeah, and so
no sick, straight death.
Just straight, you gonna die. And so that's her thing. But it's just a dope story, dope characters. The animation is fire.
Okay.
Yeah, so I'm going to go with Ninja Scroll. All
right, I'm going to go.
Ninja Scroll, yo.
Is this my last one?
Hey, we breezed through.
I'm going to go Hercules.
Ooh, Hercules.
I've
never seen it all the way through.
Wait, am I tripping? This is with the Black Muses, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
And Hades.
Hades is
James Woods.
James, he's a terrible person, but man, but as Hades.
Yeah. He can act, man.
He played delivers. So good in the, as the, not the villain, but that kind of snooty cardiac surgeon in John Q.
Yes.
Oh.
He plays snooty, slimy to perfection.
He was so good as Hades. Hercules was great. Great music, great songs. I was all in.
Yeah.
10 out of 10, no notes.
Okay.
Yeah, great song. Black women. I want them to do a live action remake of that, even though I'm tired of live action.
Hercules.
The Muses. All right, we're moving on.
Wait, I got one more. We done.
You're done, man. Watch out.
Oh, we done. We moving the groove.
And I'm kicking it off.
Man. All right, kick it off.
Hold on.
Kick it off.
Top 10 Pixar animated films.
Okay. I know what you're coming with first, and I'm going to take it. I know what you're going to say first.
Toy Story 3.
That's first? Oh, yeah. Good. Good. I still got mine in time.
I love Toy Story. I like 2.
Mm-hmm.
But 3, I had felt emotions.
For sure.
I've watched.
You got to be an android not to feel the emotion on 3.
Man, when they was going down in the fire tone, I was like, man, I'm crying in this theater over some toys.
You got to be a corpse not to feel something.
Because they held hands, son. Yeah.
I thought they were really about to burn up.
They held hands and Lotso was like, he gave him the big salute. He was like,
see ya.
He was just bobbing off into the distance.
Out of there.
Oh, it was so good.
Yeah.
The daycare thing, it was so good. So Toy Story 3.
Okay.
Want to take a quick break from the show to tell you about one of our sponsors, Blue Chew. The future of erectile function is here. Blue Chew Gold has changed the way millions of men are having sex in 2026. The new arousal boosting formula combines passion and performance into one tablet that dissolves under your tongue for super fast onset. No more waiting for a pill to kick in. No more moments ruined by performance anxiety. Just the results you want when you want them. Most ED meds only focus on blood flow, but Blue Chew Gold goes further by combining 2 ingredients for blood flow with 2 for mental arousal and connection. So you're not just physically ready, you're actually in the mood. This type of innovation is why Blue Chew Gold is the number one brand in erectile function. The process is simple and all online. Get started at bluechew.com and go for gold. I'm 43. You know what I'm saying? Same way I need little reading glasses to see clearly. Same way I need a little knee brace to hoop. I need a little Blue Chew for boost. I want to have optimal performance in all levels of life, especially in the bedroom. And Blue Chew keeps me pumping right all night, at least until I bust. And then I'm done. Discover your options at BlueChew.com, and we've got a special deal for our listeners. Right now, when you buy 2 months of Blue Chew Gold, you get the third for free with promo code BALD. That's promo code BALD. Visit BlueChew.com for more details and important safety information. And we thank Blue Chew for sponsoring the podcast. And now back to the show.
I'm coming with The Incredibles.
That is actually my favorite Pixar film.
That's my favorite, hands down. That's the one I love the most. I wish Fantastic Four was like The Incredibles.
Yeah.
This is what the Fantastic Four should be.
Great villain.
Man.
Good origin story.
Side characters are great. The main characters are great. It was fire. The action actually got my adrenaline going. Mm-hmm. That scene in the airplane where she it was just Elastigirl and the kids.
Yeah.
And man, that whole action sequence was just perfect. Exciting, though.
Where's my super suit scene?
Where's my super suit?
Where is my super suit? Yes. Black woman voice, you don't even hear.
For
I
sure.
mean, see her, you just hear.
Yep.
Just great.
I love it, man.
And Syndrome was killing them people.
Syndrome was a villain, man.
He was killing people.
Oh, well, all right.
He had a little pretend affair going on the side. You didn't know. He never actually did it. Mr. Incredible, but it was there. But I also was, at that time in my life, I was working a job that I was just like.
Oh. You felt him.
Oh, I felt him.
He was like.
I just wanted to be. I mean, I couldn't go back in the past. But I just wanted to be something.
Yeah.
So I was like, as a marriage thing, like, I feel you. I feel both of him.
Yep.
Miss Incredible, like, I feel y'all. Yeah. She got a fat butt.
She has a fat butt. Huh?
I don't know why they gave her a fat
hips
butt.
Hips and thighs. I mean, why not?
Why they give her a fat butt on the mom?
Huh?
Why they just, I mean, the Elastic Girl was like, touch them thighs on the elastic part.
Yeah, man. Hey, listen.
She was Fat Butt McGee.
No, we need more curvy representation in this bitch, in my opinion.
It's me. I don't want to just do two story, one, three, four.
Yeah, you know.
So I'm gonna go Coco.
Yes. Coco is amazing.
Ernesto de la Cruz, Hector, and Remember Me.
I love Coco, man.
Remember Me. What a great original story.
Yes.
Learned a lot about Mexican culture.
Learned about their culture, man.
Man, you know, Ernesto de la Cruz had all the stuff going on. Hector had one person. Grandma was, she didn't even open her eyes, but she remembered you. Man.
That moment where the memory kicked in. Oh. Come on, man.
I said, man, y'all got me again.
Come on, man.
I thought I was good.
Yeah.
But they got me again. I was like.
Coco was amazing. I've seen that a lot, actually.
Out of this world.
Yeah.
Disney nailed it. They Pixar did. Nailed it.
They did.
And I didn't see Ernesto de la Cruz being the villain.
Me neither. That twist was nice.
I was like, hold
up. That twist was great.
I thought he was like setting up the world for us. Yeah. Like, this is what it looks like when people remember you. When he stole the sauce, I said, Ernesto.
Yeah,
he was
man. Like,
I'm bad.
Killed his boy. It must have been the chorizo, my friend.
Man. Trash. I love Coco, though, man.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
I'm going to go with Up.
God dang it, you done took two of mine.
Yeah, man, I'm snatching everything.
I cried it up. I took Isaiah that took that.
Up holds the record for the quickest eye water.
Tone, I came in late to that movie.
Yeah.
Me and Zay did. I don't know why it was just me and him seeing it. He was young, bucket of popcorn. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about getting him settled. All right, hold the popcorn, drink. Okay, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Zay was like, are you okay? Yeah. I was like, man, watch the movie. Because his wife, man.
Yeah, man.
They couldn't even conceive. I was like, before the death thing, they couldn't conceive. I said, why y'all have this in a movie like
they
this?
They hit us up quick.
Dog, I'm crying early.
Cue up the backstory.
That's probably less than 5 minutes, I think.
They wanted your tears immediately in that movie.
And that's my thing. Like, I didn't even build up quick. Like, yeah. We just cut it off.
You just met these people and you were fully invested. And that pushes the story right on through.
Oh, man.
So you know why.
Whew.
Yeah, man. Up is fantastic. Original concept is crazy.
Yes.
Let's go. The dog with the talking voice box.
Man, squirrel.
Comedy, man.
It was good.
Yeah.
I'm going to go Inside Out.
Yes. That's a brilliant story.
Boy, when Bing Bong was getting forgotten,
yeah.
I was like, God, I keep crying at this stuff.
Yeah,
he was
man.
Just a little imaginary friend, man, but his land was... There was no bridges there no more,
yeah,
y'all.
Man.
He was like, it's okay.
They did. They big one on the writing tip on Inside Out. The writing is just crazy.
Because you think like, oh, yes, joy is all you need.
Yeah.
And you think, oh, nobody wants sadness.
Right.
But no, man, sadness got to take a turn.
Yeah.
Because that dream, sometimes the emotions are.
Genius.
I'm getting tingly right now because sometimes it's just sadness. It's just turn.
Yeah. That's
facts. Sadness is key too, y'all. It can't always
you
be
can't just
joy.
Bother. You can't tug sadness away all the time.
And sadness being played by the lady who plays Phyllis in The Office was just perfect. You know, she wasn't even supposed to be in that. She was like a casting director or something like that. And she was just reading. And I was like, hold on one second.
Read that again.
Time out. Hold the audition. Say it again.
That's great.
Yeah. Inside Out 2 was good.
I haven't
good.
Seen that yet.
Oh, man. There's a character in there. It helped me understand Joe, my son.
Oh, okay.
There's just an aloof emotion.
Yeah.
I can't remember the name. It's just like the French emotion. And it's mostly anxiety based.
Okay.
That's the
I got to see that second one.
Just as good.
Yeah.
But there's a character that's just like, I don't know. Oh. And me and Melissa was looking at Joe like, well, well, freaking well. Who's driving your emotions? It's just this one all the time. Joy ain't got, nobody gets a chance to drive you, okay. But just this one who's, I don't know, fine. And as parents, we were like, thank God, because I thought we did something.
Yeah.
And then it's like, nah, sometimes it's just that emotion gets to drive for a few years.
Okay.
So, nah, it's good.
I got to see this, man. I keep meaning to.
Nah, it's up there, Tone.
Inside out.
Inside out. You must serve my Jesus on the inside out. All right, you're
How
up.
Many we got left?
Four, two.
So one apiece.
One apiece.
I gotta get the Toy Story up in
so
there.
Four, like I said.
Oh, we got two each.
Me, Kevin Wright? Nice.
So.
This is your third one.
Only third? Nah. I did. Incredible. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you thinking 2D. You thinking 2D. We just got on this.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, I'm going to go. I got to get the Toy Story up in here. So, I'm going to go the OG Toy Story. The first one.
Changed the game.
Blew me away, dog.
Blew me.
I was like, man, what is this? I went in there with my nephew and whatnot.
96, wasn't it?
95. 95? Yeah. The end of 95, like in the, you know, the Christmas season.
Dang. Mm. So you was what?
I was 18.
Y'all about to say, you was a man.
Yeah, I was 18, man, and I loved it. I was like, man, that was incredible. No pun intended on the Incredibles, but Toy Story was just a good-ass time. It was perfect. The voice acting from Tom and Tim. It was just... The ending was exciting.
Oh, it's great.
I was just like, yo, it's this is amazing.
Original concept.
Yes.
We all thought this.
Mm-hmm.
What happens with our toys? But they took it.
Yeah.
And then see it as a villain. Like, you don't want to go over to his. They cut to his house.
Yeah.
The heads is on the ducks.
You always had them kids that just didn't respect their toys, man. And so it was just like, man, hell yeah. Oh. It's a Toy Story, man.
Man, for Buzz, sure. When Buzz found out he was a toy.
Oh, yeah. That hit him hard.
You are a toy.
Yeah. He really thought he was that guy.
Oh, man. He was depressed.
Mm-hmm. I remember him being sad that they thought they was done and he had his head down. But then the sun beamed through his helmet. And so they realized they had a magnifying glass for the heat. But he was just like.
He was touched.
That sad lean down. He was just like, he was defeated.
He was broken, man.
Yeah, he was. I was like, oh,
he was
Buzz.
Yeah. All right. I'm going to go Monsters, Inc.
Yes.
Mike
Monsters,
Wazowski.
Inc. was a good time.
Another great thing, great premise. We you know, we have monsters, but they need screams for their whole city.
Mm-hmm.
Billy Crystal was a freaking amazing.
Yeah.
John Goodman. Billy Crystal, John Goodman. The girl, who played his girlfriend?
Who was the villain? Was that Steve Buscemi as the villain?
Steve Buscemi.
Yeah.
And Waternoose. I don't know who did Waternoose's voice. Waternoose was the main villain, but Buscemi was like the setup villain.
Okay.
But anyway,
Monsters, Inc. is fantastic.
Yeah.
And that premise, man, crazy. All the doors leading to, I loved
so
it.
So good. Henry J. Waternoose is voiced by.
The way he looked.
James Coburn? Who's that?
James Coburn, huh? I think he passed away since then.
Oh, that is.
Yeah.
That is him.
Mm-hmm.
He gone.
Yeah, he passed.
He been gone.
James Goldberg.
2002. All right, Tony, you up.
I'm going to go with Finding Nemo, man.
That's good.
Finding Nemo was a good time, man. We got to find this boy.
Simple.
Ellen DeGeneres' Dory was fantastic. Man. Albert Brooks was perfect casting as the dad.
So good.
It took us on an adventure under the sea. Willem Dafoe is that fish with the scarred up. I love the way he looked. That black and white fish with the scar.
That's Willem Dafoe?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, man. I like Finding Nemo a lot. I like Finding Dory too, but Finding Nemo was that blueprint that just.
P. Sherman 42, Wallaby Way, Sydney. Yes. I'm going to go. It's my last one. I'm going to go Cars. The original Cars? First one, I'll give you 2 and 3. But Lightning McQueen, Kachiga.
I think we passed 10, man. We passed. Nah. Get cars out of here. Because Kev started it. How is he finishing it? Oh, damn it. I was trying to get cars out of here.
Why you don't like cars?
It's cute.
Oh, here you go. Want something that's cute. Want something that's cute. You out.
It's cute, man.
I like it, man. Doc Hudson.
Yeah.
I like, it's a good, there's a good character arc for Lightning McQueen.
I like that truck with the gap teeth, though.
Yeah, Mater.
You remind me of myself.
Yeah.
You remind me of myself.
What's your last one, then?
I'm gonna go.
Ratatouille or Wally?
I like Wally and I like Ratatouille, but I just got to go Toy Story 2, man.
Man, I'm not trying to do every single Toy Story.
I hate that Toy Story is just taking over everything.
That's what I was trying to do.
It's just that good, though.
Which one?
Huh? I wanted to go Soul, but I would have to put Soul under too many.
He was a cat for too long, or whatever he was. I wasn't feeling Soul.
Yeah. I mean, Soul is good. But I can't put it realistically above these other choices.
I would put Wally, Ratatouille, and the other Toy Story. All the Toy Stories would be above Soul.
Not 4.
What's 4?
I wouldn't Sporky? Put Soul is better than Toy Story 4 to me. Soul is better than, I would put it above, what's that one with the redhead girl?
Turning Red?
No.
Brave?
Brave.
Oh, yeah, it's better than Brave.
The Good Dinosaur.
Better than Good Dinosaur. Better than Cars 2 and Cars 3. Better than Incredibles 2.
Well, I don't know if I would put it above Incredibles 2. But anyway, man, Toy Story 2.
Yeah, Toy Story 2 is good.
Is my.
I just wasn't trying to do all Toy Story.
I feel you.
But
then the integrity would be gone.
Yeah, you're right.
You wanted to.
You could do Toy Story 1, 2, 3, 3, 2, 1.
I mean, they're just that good, man.
They're the best of these.
It's not Pixar's fault, you know what I'm saying?
Except Incredibles.
Incredibles is
Incredibles
fire.
Is probably my.
That's my favorite Pixar of all.
Yeah. But after that, you can go Toy Story 1, 3, 2. But yeah. Now you only got 6 movies left.
Well, I mean.
It is what it is.
You know what I'm saying?
All right. You're up.
Oh, snap.
This or that. Rank these actresses whose name starts with Michelle.
Ooh.
And you got 5.
Okay. 5 slots.
5 slots.
We got up in here.
And I can go any order, right?
I don't even know who.
I know you
I can't
don't.
Even think of no Michelles
I'm
right
gonna
now.
I'm going to go Michelle.
The link.
Pfeiffer. It's because I picked my laptop. Michelle Pfeiffer, number Crows. 1.
Michelle Pfeiffer?
Yeah.
Damn, well, I got to put her high. I'm trying to think of other Michelles.
I know you room. Are.
These are just actresses, right?
It's actresses.
Michelles. I gotta be bold with it and put her at 2.
Okay.
Michelle Pfeiffer is that girl.
Okay. Michelle Rodriguez.
Okay. She's been one note for a long time.
For
a long time she's been they keep casting her in the same type of yeah. Although I really
kicks.
Yeah. I really loved her in Dungeons and Dragons though.
Similar thing though.
Yeah, similar. She was tough again.
Yeah,
but I like her. I like her in those tough roles because she is 1,000% believable. Michelle Rodriguez. I gotta give her 5.
Okay, I thought you might do that.
Yeah,
Michelle Monaghan.
Oh shit! I gotta give her 4.
4.
Yeah. I would get, yeah, I got the, ain't no switching.
Okay, Michelle Williams.
Michelle Williams, that girl be acting. What Michelle is left?
You're going to be mad when you realize.
Michelle. I'm really trying to anticipate.
Man, that's why I was messing up. I couldn't think of that. Chris Tucker, I couldn't think of him for nothing.
Michelle Williams is good, though.
She's great.
Yeah.
She's really good.
Mm-hmm.
And she plays that thing that she plays really well.
Damn it. I'm really trying to think of Michelle's.
Oh, that's who she is.
Is this other Michelle famous?
Yes. Hilarious.
Oh, he had to look Michelle Williams
up. I was just making sure that was her.
He looked up Michelle Williams, man. He didn't even know who she was.
No, I knew her. I was trying to see where I knew her from most recently. Dying for Sex. That's what it was.
Okay,
I just saw
her. I'm going to give her the 3 slot.
All right, so your number one is Michelle Yeoh.
Yes, I'm happy with that.
Is that who you thought it was?
I'm happy with that.
Better than Michelle Pfeiffer?
I would probably put Michelle at one. I mean, Pfeiffer at one, Michelle Yeoh at 2.
Okay.
I'm happy with Michelle Yeoh being one, though. Because I really like her a lot, yeah. She do action.
She did everything everywhere. Did her own
stunts.
She was good in Wicked.
Yeah. Michelle Yeoh is, yeah, for sure.
She's not in Paradise, is she? I mean, Parasite.
No.
Somebody else.
But she's in Crazy Rich Asians. She's in Everywhere All at Once. Tomorrow Never Dies with James Bond.
Yeah.
She was in the movies with Jackie Chan. Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon.
Old school.
Yeah. Michelle Yeoh, I'm happy with that.
All right. That's it.
Yeah.
All right. Thank y'all for tuning in with us.